Paul says, I prayed three times, and the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. But there isn't any reason to think that he didn't pray a fourth or fifth or sixth.
Persisting in prayer. What does that really mean? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Bob Francis gives us an example from the life of the Apostle Paul.
I think the first thing is that we press on. That's what Paul said in the book of Philippians. He says, I forget what lies behind, and I press ahead to lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of me. And so Christ laid hold of us for the sake of righteousness. And so I think there's a real important element of continuing to live by faith and trust God to help bring us to the place that he wants to be and to experience healing in our lives and renewal, and particularly in those areas where we're weak.
So this Easter, remember what Jesus Christ did for you. In him, you can have true freedom.